A former US congressman who had his office redesigned in the style of the television series Downton Abbey has been charged with misappropriating public money and tax evasion. Aaron Schock's lawyer says he will contest the charges. Ben Terris is a reporter for The Washington Post and began by telling us more about Mr. Schock.
Aaron Schock was a congressman from Illinois. He came to Congress as a kind of young member. He was maybe the youngest member in the House of Representatives at the time. I think he came when he was 27 years old. He's 35 now. And he was kind of seen as this up-and-coming, rising star type Republican, not so much because he had a big portfolio of legislation under his belt, but he was a really good fundraiser. Because he was younger and like kind of this good-looking guy, he would, you know, had this very active Instagram account and would go surfing and go to concerts. And he was seen as somebody who might be able to appeal to kind of a younger generation of possible Republican voters.
Now, you've seen it in the flesh, as it were. Did you like it?
You know, people ask me this, if I liked it or not. I'm not a great judge of interior decoration, honestly. So would I say, was it classy? Did it live up to the expectations of somebody who had real refined taste? Probably not. But I walked in there, I thought it was kind of fun, you know? I mean, it was different. I go into so many offices around D.C. and they mostly look the same. And it was kind of fun to be in a place that looked different. I wouldn't necessarily want my office to look that way, but he was willing to do something different.
Ben Terris of The Washington Post. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group says Singles Day has generated sales of more than $17 billion, almost a third more than last year. But what exactly is Singles Day, and how did it become such a marketing phenomenon? Here's our business correspondent Theo Leggett.
Thumping music, a sound and light show, not to mention guest appearances by sports stars David Beckham and Kobe Bryant. The launch of this year's Singles Day shopping festival certainly wasn't lacking hype, and $1 billion worth of sales were racked up inside the first 5 minutes. But it all began as something a lot more low-key. Back in the early 1990s, so the story goes, students at Nanjing University established a Bachelor's Day for young men to celebrate being single. In 2009, e-commerce giant Alibaba decided to use it as an opportunity to promote discounted products.